Okay, let's get this started. First podcast, October 1st, and you're listening to BPV, Black Political Views, where I express feelings about the state of the black people in America and their opinions on social media, politics, etc. Now, today, I want to talk about what's been going on currently with this Brett Kavanaugh guy. And that whole shit with the girl that he attempted to rape when he was a teenager. I know that's a long time ago. Legally, it doesn't even qualify to go to trial or whatever because of the rules that apply. But for this woman to come forward and just basically put herself on a fucking platter. I mean, like, she literally just ended herself with this, because on the Republican side, you got these people who just gonna choose who the hell they're gonna choose, regardless of what the other side thinks or wants or view the person that they have up for that seat. So on one hand, you got people that's like, okay, I don't care, and on the other hand, you got people that's like, this guy is horrible. Maybe this woman should speak out about it because of reasons. Like, on the liberal side, or the woman side, or whatever you want to look at it or call it, it doesn't make sense. They know on their side, like, this isn't going nowhere, right? They know this isn't going nowhere. Like, it's just done. Now, from my view of this, from a black perspective, this is laughable. It's laughably insane, really. It deserves a Joker laugh. That's what it deserves. Because it was another foot with a black person going for that same seat, even if he was a Republican, I think, and he got them what they wanted, which is this whole Kavanaugh just obviously is just gonna ban or put a stop to the whole abortion thing legally. That's what they want him to do, honestly. That's what he's gonna do. So they got the guy they want. He's gonna do what they want, and that's it. But anyways, if it was a black person doing the same thing, he's gonna do what they want regardless, and got them the results they want and blocked this whole abortion thing and whatever else, they would be like, okay, we're gonna choose somebody else. Not off of the strength of, like, okay, this guy is bad, just like Kavanaugh, if it was on the same shoe. This guy's just as bad or whatever, so we're gonna listen to the other side and go ahead and choose someone else. Because they also said before that they had a list of people that was running for this seat, and it really didn't matter who they chose. They could really, really, really chose anybody. This shit is crazy. This is why this whole shit is so laughable. And you wake up every morning in America and you be like, fuck, where the fuck am I? You know? Like, is this really reality? Like, all this crazy shit that's happening, people really just turning a blind eye to it. But yeah, Charles Gambino said it best. This is America. Well, that's all I gotta say about that. Wow, shit. Bill Cosby. Wow. Hey, let's talk about this guy. Personally, I'm happy that this guy is getting served a sentence, even though it's kind of redundant, because like this dude is on his last leg. Like he's I'm not gonna be surprised if he dies in jail. Really won't. But it's like this guy's on his last leg. He wasn't gonna last that long. Anyways, the fact that a woman, because everybody's getting confused about his story, right? His story is that there's been multiple women over the course of years ago, just like Brett Kavanaugh, right? That this had happened. But the reason that he went to court in the first place is because of a recent victim that had just made the mark, and she came out, and then the rest of the people from the past came out. So that's where that came from, if anybody's wondering. And that's why he's getting charged. So yeah, if you're just a horrible person that just does shit like that, that's, yeah, you get what's coming to you. You know what I mean? Most of the time, those people don't get what they need coming to them. But in that case, that was a win. That was a win for women everywhere, however small it might be. You know what I mean? I guess it was kind of small, but I guess at the same time, I feel like it sparked the whole hashtag MeToo movement. And it embracing other victims to come forth about such acts that happened to them in their lives. And a lot openly and more commonly in America, starting to see how commonplace and how just regular this shit is. Like, you probably come across, like, maybe out of a list of 10 girls, probably come across, like, fucking 6 or 7 that have that issue. Like, yeah, it's happened that fucking much. Like, it's ridiculous. I'm probably overstating that fact, but yeah, I hate it. What else is there to say? Recent news, right? Okay, so for other listeners that's tuning in from wherever, I live in the small town of Syracuse, New York. And here, I've been noticing a change lately. I mean, obviously, it's due to this whole Trump era, that's what I like to call it. Because this whole shit's just made white people go fucking buck wild with their rhetoric. And how they just been embracing to be even more boldly racist than before. Like, I feel like before him, they were a little subtle with it. But now they just come out like, yeah, fuck that, you know. Fucking Dixie flags and shit. And it's just crazy. But anyways, from my viewpoint living here, right? When I was younger, I didn't realize, coming from a music point of view, I guess, musically, like, country music has been exploding. And I don't know about anybody else, I associate country music with a lot of racism. Like, a lot of racist rhetoric and whatnot. Because, shit, man. Sometimes the proof is in pudding. But, anyways, country music wasn't that popular in this city a while back. I'm 30, so I've been here a long fucking time. Too long, actually. But it wasn't that popular. Then you start seeing a boom of that shit in recent years. And then you see all this that happens. Trump's get elected, blah, blah, racists are more bolden. They're fucking doing protests and all types of shit. Calling it reverse racism. All this crazy shit, right? Racist white people think they're being racially discriminated against. This is what's going on in today's America. So I just connect the dots. I mean, think about it. There's a lot of fucking racist shit going on, and then country music booms. And I don't know about you, but that's a weird coincidence. It's like, I don't know. Maybe what I used to thought when I was younger is a little bit true. That shit is crazy. So, what else? What else? What the fuck? Maybe in recent and later episodes, I'll have friends, guests, people, whoever I can get to speak their mind on certain subjects, because I had these talks almost all the time when I'm sitting around family or friends, or we're just conversating about recent topics and news and things like that all the time. So this is what made me think about, I might as well just go ahead and make the podcast. We do this every day all the time, and podcast is just basically, well, a barbershop, you know what I mean? People get around, they talk about things that's on their mind and shit like that. And basically just shoot the shit. Or whatever you want to call it. Other music news, right? And hip hop, anyways. The beef between Eminem and MGK. I didn't even know that was a thing or why that was a thing. I had to recently look all that stuff up and be like, wait, what the hell is going on? That shit's weird. I mean, I get the beef. It's not weird. Like, I'm just saying. Like, what I see in that, right? And then I see MGK beefing with G-Eazy. What I'm seeing is, like, these white rappers just coming at each other, right? It's like G-Eazy, Eminem. Another white rapper is beefing with somebody. I forget which name. Lil Xander, one. It's one of the younger ones. Lil Xander, one of them. Right? And they're all over the internet, YouTube, social media with that shit. And that shit is so funny to me. It's good entertainment. People be beating. skills whenever they make a discharge. At the same time, I'm like, okay, this is ridiculous. What is this? White boy rappers just all over the news. Shit's changing. Alright, that's all I have for now. Hopefully I will get in and edit this a little more. Have a few people on. This is just my intro episode, my first episode. It's just basically me rambling. Sound like a crazy person in the room, basically. It's me rambling to my phone. So yeah, this is gonna sound a little weird. But whatever. It's just a pilot show. It's not really the whole show. If you really want to get a full taste of the show as a whole, stick around for the first season. It's going to get better with time. All right. I guess I didn't introduce myself. Maybe I did. This has been Chris Hall, and you're listening to BPV, Political Black Views on American Society.